If you've listened closely to our gospel readings the past couple Sundays, it might strike you that our Lord seems awfully hard on the rich. Last week, he warned us you cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon, of course, is money, wealth. This week, we heard this parable about a rich man condemned to death. The rich man doesn't come out looking very good here. In fact, it's interesting to note, while the poor man Lazarus, who rests now in the bosom of Abraham, is given a name, the rich man doesn't even merit a name. Suffering torment in the netherworld, he's simply the rich man. Elsewhere in the gospel, Jesus tells us it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for someone who's rich to enter the kingdom of God. What's this all about? Why is our Lord so hard on the rich? Is it a sin simply to be rich? Not exactly. I'd like to share with you some words that St. John Paul II preached on this very Sunday 40 years ago. He celebrated Mass in Yankee Stadium. And commenting on the gospel, he said this: "Was the rich man condemned because he had riches? Because he abounded in earthly possessions, because he dressed in purple and linen and feasted sumptuously every day? No, I would say that it was not for this reason. The rich man was condemned because he did not pay attention to the other man, because he failed to notice Lazarus, the person who sat at his door and who longed to eat the scraps from his table. Nowhere does Christ condemn the mere possession of earthly goods as such. Instead, he pronounces very harsh words against those who use their possessions in a selfish way." What does Christ condemn? Not riches in themselves, but selfishness, using earthly goods simply for my own satisfaction. He warns about riches because those who have them can more easily give way to their selfishness. Anything I desire, I can simply buy for myself if I have enough money. And our Lord issues this warning out of love, because God wants us to be happy. And he knows of what we are made. He knows how he has made us and what really makes us to thrive as human persons. Quickly satisfying my every desire might bring me some pleasure, but it doesn't make me truly happy in a deep, lasting way. What makes me happy? It's giving myself away, paradoxically. St. John Paul II used to call that the law of the gift. We're made in the image and likeness of God, which means the more we become like God, the more we are living the fullness of our being. And who is God? God is love. God is self-gift itself. Even before God creates and pours lavishly his graces and gifts upon us, in his own life as the Blessed Trinity, God is a communion of love between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's who God is. And the more we live in that same way, the more we experience true, lasting happiness and joy. Today in our parish, we're inviting you to reflect upon a word that very much sums this whole concept up. It's the word stewardship. Now, this is the point where you tune me out because you've heard all this before. Time, talent, treasure, yada, yada, yada. I get it. In fact, apparently you've heard it so much before that Archbishop Carlson is encouraging us now to replace prayer, participation, and generosity for time, talent, and treasure. But I want you to think about this. The Church so constantly calls us to stewardship, to make that generous gift of ourselves and our goods, not primarily because the Church needs your prayer, participation, and generosity, although certainly the church does. It's what makes the engine of the church drive, the generosity of the members of the body of Christ, contributing to the life of the church. But the church knows, even more than that, that you need to give your time, your talent, your treasure. Give of yourself if you are to experience the happiness for which you were made. You see, stewardship gets to the very heart of the gospel. The fundamental spiritual battle that we all fight in our hearts is the battle between selfishness and selflessness, pride and humility. You see it all the way back to the very beginning, to the very first sin of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, that taking to themselves the fruit rather than making a gift of themselves in love to one another and to God, trusting that God would provide. You see it in the very most recent sin committed within the last second, probably somewhere in the world, maybe even somewhere in this church. We all struggle, don't we, constantly in our hearts with this. Every sin is rooted somehow in selfishness, which leaves us empty after giving us some passing pleasure. There are many good, holy, worthy ways to practice this self-gift, this giving of ourselves. It begins in our families. That's the very first place where we learn stewardship, as the first place we learn all the virtues, by contributing generously as a member of our family to the life of our family. Our parish is also one of those many ways, and we want to invite you this coming week to reflect upon your stewardship commitment to our parish for the coming year. You'll find at the ends of your pews today stewardship covenant cards that is really an invitation to this prayerful reflection on how you can give in prayer, participation, and generosity to the life of our parish over the coming year. So we're inviting you today to take one of those cards home with you, to pray with it this week, and to bring it back next Sunday, to return it to the collection basket as an act, an external act of that commitment of your stewardship. And I'd like to offer this year a primary stewardship challenge to all of you. And it is the challenge to give God the first fruits of your time. The greatest act of stewardship to which we are called is what we are doing right now. It's giving God Sunday, this day, the first day, as an expression of our desire for Him to be first in everything in our life. Our presence at Mass every Sunday is the first and greatest act of stewardship. So my challenge is to make Sunday Mass a non-negotiable in your life, if it isn't already. Resolve to attend Mass for the next 52 Sundays, for the next year, with a few holy days sprinkled in too, of course. Make that commitment. By the way, as a little parenthesis in my homily here, all of our SGM school students tune in here. We wanted to offer today a token of our gratitude to those of you who are making that first and greatest stewardship commitment. So when you leave today, come up to Father Huber or me and make sure you get one of these little golden tickets, because it will allow you to dress down tomorrow when you come to school. Yeah, see? It's like gold. You have to come yourself, though. Don't send your parent or your sibling. Come see me or Father Huber, and we'll give that to you after Mass today. So as we come today to the Lord's altar again, we call this practicing Catholicism, don't we? Because here at Mass, we practice this giving of ourselves by giving our love to our Lord here as He comes to us in the Eucharist. Let's open our hearts to Him and ask Him to make it clear to us how He is calling us again this day to live this virtue of stewardship, to give generously of ourselves, and in that way to experience the true happiness for which we've been made. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.